This is music from Fabian Almazan. Welcome to The Checkout from WBGO. I'm Josh Jackson. Pianist Fabian Almazan connects all of humanity to the idea of a rhizome. That's also the name of his recording, featuring his trio, strings, and singer Camila Meza. Fabian Almazan then embarks on a journey of free improvisation. He joins 11 other artists, including John Ellis, John Hollenbeck, Lauren Stillman, and Bob Stewart, in a session of round-robin duets. But first, a trumpeter from the land of the rising sun, Takuya Kuroda from Japan, makes his Blue Note debut. That's up next. This is The Checkout. I'm Josh Jackson. Thanks for checking in. Takuya Kuroda, thank you for joining us on The Checkout.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
Rising Sun is the name of the recording for Blue Note Records. Mm-hmm. A bit of a pun of a title. I mean, Rising Sun is an S-O-N, but you are from the land of the rising sun,
yeah,
as it were.
Right.
Tell me your experiences growing up. Where were you?
Kobe, Japan.
Okay, so you have a beef with jazz.
Yeah.
That's what I hear.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Incidentally, everyone in America who thinks they eat Kobe beef, they're paying a lot of money for absolutely nothing.
Not really, but yeah.
But you grew up in Kobe. Mm-hmm. Tell us about your experience. Like, where did you discover this music?
Usually, in general, Japan, the school has like a brass band. Well, I was lucky. The school I went to had the jazz big band, and that's how I met this music, playing Count Basie, you know, Duke Ellington, the kind of church and the big band.
Takuya Kuroda plays the trumpet. Let's hear the band. This is Rising Sun. Thank you. Rising Sun, Takuya Kuroda, and the band here on the checkout. I feel like that's D'Angelo's voodoo.
I can't deny that, you know, there's a lot of influence from, of course, D'Angelo, and I love Erykah Badu, and like all the neo-soul movement, you know, from...
Yeah, the Soulquarians.
Yeah, basically. And then, but I was playing jazz, you know, and then why not just put the essence to, you know, my when I'm writing the music, after especially after I graduated from a new school and start listening more other music, like, you know, even Afrobeat. You know, I was playing the gospel church for a year or something. And just the experiments, especially after I graduated, because I had to take the gig. Just, you know, you got to make money, you know, pay a rent.
One thing I love is you know, you take not one, but two Roy Ayers tunes on this recording. Do you have a favorite Roy Ayers jam? I should say, you, on this recording, you play Green and Gold, and everybody loves The Sunshine.
Yeah. I love also Living in Brooklyn.
We Live in Brooklyn.
Yeah, We Live in the Brooklyn. Yeah. That's really... strong one, and then
which was also sampled countlessly.
Yeah, totally. I love the album, the Green Gold, you know.
Right.
I just repeated almost like year long, like a couple of years ago.
We live in Brooklyn, baby. We live in Brooklyn, baby. We try to make it, baby. Make it, baby. We're gonna make it, baby. We live in Brooklyn, baby.
We live in Brooklyn. Well, let's hear you do some Roy Ayers. Takuya Kuroda joins us on the checkout. This is Everybody Loves the Sunshine. Taste of Roy Ayers' composition, Everybody Loves the Sunshine. Trumpeter Takuya Kuroda. That's from his debut recording on Blue Note Records. Takuya Kuroda joins us on the checkout. We also have the entire band here, so we should hear them play Afro Blues. Thank you. Takuya Kuroda, Afro Blues, joined here at the WBGO studio by Corey King on trombone, Takeshi Obayashi on the Fender Rhodes, Rashaan Carter bass, and Adam Jackson on drums. Jay Sterone recorded this feature in WBGO's performance studio. Rising Sun is the name of Takuya Kuroda's Blue Note Records debut. Coming up next, Roots, Harmony, and Understanding with Fabian Almazan's Rhizome. This is The Checkout. I'm Josh Jackson.
Fabian Almazan joins us on The Checkout. Rhizome is the recording. Ever since I've seen the name of that title, it makes me think about so many things. It makes me think of ferns and plants mostly, but what kind of specific idea did you have in mind behind that title?
I came across the word reading a Carl Jung book, and there's a passage where he refers to life being like a rhizome, that from season to season we come back in the same way that a plant is able to regenerate itself from its rhizome despite any harsh conditions above ground. So
one instance would be like the poplar tree, because the rhizomes are underground, as it were, sort of functioning as a root that makes it sort of fireproof. And well, so when there are fires, the poplars manage to sustain themselves somehow.
Yeah.
What implications does this have on human beings, Fabian?
The fact that, you know, a rhizome connects seemingly different plants or trees together because they're all genetically identical. I'm not saying that we're all genetically identical, but I think we are a community and that we're all connected. During the time in which I wrote this music, there was a lot, well, I mean, unfortunately, still today, there's a lot of conflict throughout the world. And the idea of a rhizome appealed to me because it implies that we're all connected, which, I mean, it's not an implication, it's a fact, we're all connected. The other thing that I connected with about rhizome is the fact that we all, throughout our lives, we have difficult periods that really challenge us. And when you're going through rough periods where things are very difficult, you can tap into that rhizome the same way that a plant does to regenerate itself. Thank you.
Fabian Amazon joins us on the checkout. Rhizome is the recording for artist Cher and Blue Note Records. You added vocals to this. Talk about who this person is and talk about one of the songs that features.
Well, her name is Camila Mesa. She's from Chile, Santiago. I consider myself extremely lucky that I met her. I hope she doesn't take this the wrong way, but I had never heard of her. And then a friend of mine said that there was this girl singing in Queens. We should go check her out. And I said, okay. And we went, and the second I heard her, it was... I knew there was something there, something very unique and special. I mean, I had never considered writing songs before I met her or heard her. And as I sat there listening to her, I realized that that was that little thing in me that had been scratching away. Like, that's what it was. I came back home. I sat at the piano and started composing.
Did you write something that ultimately became a part of Rhizome?
Yeah. Sol del Mar was the first song that I ever wrote. And then after that, Espejos.
Let's talk a bit about Espejos, mirrors. Mm-hmm.
The idea behind that is just that we're all, as human beings, reflections of each other. It's pointless to say we're different. I mean, yes, we're all unique, of course. But when somebody says my religion is better than yours or my political beliefs are better than yours, somehow I'm a better human being than you are. That's just not true. We're all equal. We're all reflections of each other.
Espejos, los libros detallan la historia de guerras, las muertes de tantos amores. Espejos, al mirar a nuestras reflexiones, vemos rostros tan iguales. Aislándose. marcando en el mapa banderas de tantos colores, espejos, los libros de
Fabian Almazan joins us on the checkout. Rhizome is the recording, your earlier recording, where you recorded the trio and then added the strings. And tell me about the fundamental differences in the process when everyone's in the room together. What are the challenges? What are the benefits?
That's something that I'm trying to find my way in. As a person that plays jazz and improvises, I enjoy the fact that the harmony that we're given is a guideline. It's not, you know, when you add strings in an improvised section and they're playing stuff that's written, it's a little limiting for an improviser. So with this band, I'm really trying to find a way where the strings can have just as much freedom and control as the rhythm section does. I had to come up with ways where, one, the harmony that the strings are playing is open enough so that Linda and I can, and Camila, and we can choose directions and, you know, not have quote-unquote clashing or anything. I experimented with different types of notation, graphic notations and that sort of thing. Like, I'd have sections where, per bar, they would have three or four different options of what they could play. The option to just go and do your own thing too. Like, if they ever feel like there's something they're hearing that's not that, I encourage them to take that direction. There's a Wayne Shorter composition called The Elders. Yeah, and that one, there's a section where it's just like totally, they're free, completely free to do whatever they want. The moments that I look forward to as a musician is when I hear something and my reaction is, oh, I didn't know you could do that. That when something like that just opens up doors to rooms you had no idea existed in a house you've never been to. I mean, that's an amazing feeling. And I feel like that specific track was like that for me.
Wayne Shorter's composition Elders, performed by pianist Fabian Almazan and the Rhizome Project on Blue Note Records with Artist Share. Coming up next, the pianist joins other New Yorkers in a series of round robin duets. This is The Checkout. I'm Josh Jackson. Tomorrow night, 17 different artists join together at New York City's The Town Hall for the Red Bull Music Academy and Undead Music's Round Robin Concert. The show's curators, Bryce Rosenblum and Adam Schatz, invented this clever format. The result? An uninterrupted stream of original, spontaneous music. The Checkout recorded one of these Round Robin concerts May 12, 2012 at 92Y Tribeca. This 100-minute continuous concert has been edited to around 18 minutes. Many of the artists are collaborating for the very first time. The show begins with curator Adam Schatz.
You don't know what's about to happen. I don't know what's about to happen. They don't know what's about to happen. We're going to get things going right now, and we're not going to stop. Introducing the catalyst. Number one, Amir Zeev.
Let's add saxophonist John Ellis. Thank you. Here's keyboardist Matthew Motel. Bob Stewart plays tuba. That's Brandon Seabrook on electric banjo. The round robin continues here on The Checkout. That's Jeff Lederer on saxophone. Bassist Mark Helias and saxophonist Bill McHenry. John Hollenbeck on drums. The round robin continues here on The Checkout. Drummer Mike Pride with alto saxophonist Lauren Stillman. Thank you. Guitarist Miles Okazaki. And pianist Fabian Almazan concludes the round robin duets. Twelve artists in 18 minutes, recorded by WBGO's David Tallickson at 92Y Tribeca. Tomorrow night, Red Bull Music Academy and Undead Music present 17 other artists at New York City's The Town Hall, including Alan Toussaint, Dave Douglas, David Murray, and James Carter. A full lineup for this night of improvised round-robin duets is online, redbullmusicacademy.com. The Checkout is a podcast. Subscribe to it at iTunes. Check us out. Checkoutjazz.org. Share it with a friend. And follow us on Twitter, @checkoutjazz. Our producer is Simon Rentner. Special thanks to Tim Wilkins and our production intern, Joyce Kwan. The Checkout is a production of WBGO Newark. I'm Josh Jackson. Thanks for listening.